How are we doing?
How are you?
Good, John.
Bill, in light of how successful Ryan was yesterday, have you wondered why you didn't make a change sooner?
I knew that question was coming. I didn't know it would be the first one. No, I haven't. I haven't, John. You know, we always try to make decisions that are best for the team. And, you know, as we went through the beginning part of the season, the first half of the season, you know, we tried to evaluate game to game and week to week each guy's performance and the team's performance and the unit's performance, and we did what we did, and we felt like those were the best decisions for the team. And so after you know, the Philadelphia game, we came into a bye week there, and we really had a chance to sit down and look at what our team needed, what was best for our team, and one of the things we felt we needed was a quarterback change, and so that's what we did.
When you made that change, was it as much about Ryan and the point to where he had advanced and everything you wanted done?
A lot of it had to do with that. A lot of it had to do with what we had seen from the time he was traded to us to that point, meaning, you know, when he got here, how was he with his command of the offense? How much had he grown as a professional football player? How much had he grown in his knowledge of the offense? And, again, you know, yesterday he did a good job. He did a solid job, but, you know, he made mistakes, and it was one game. And there's a lot of things we need to clean up with a lot of players, including him. But it was a good start for him.
What were you most pleased with Mel?
Yeah, I thought that his kind of like what I was saying, what I'd seen in practice, I saw in the game. The huddle command, the ability to get us into the right play at the line of scrimmage, his poise on the sideline, his communication with his teammates on the sideline. I thought he was decisive for the most part in the passing game. I had him down for two poor decisions. And, you know, when you throw the ball, you know, whatever it was, 30 times, and you only have two poor decisions, that's not bad, you know, for a first start. So those were the things that I had seen in practice, and it was good to see that in the game.
You talked about wanting to pick up.
Is that a Syracuse shirt?
Yes, it is.
Did you go there?
Yes, I did.
Nice.
Thank you. You talked about picking up the pace on offense, and it seemed like you guys really were able to accomplish that on Sunday.
That's one thing that I'd seen in practice. He understood the rhythm that we wanted to play. He had performed that well in practice, and so when we continually saw that week to week, we knew that he was a guy that when he got into the game, that he would know how we wanted to play up tempo, huddle tempo, in between tempo. He has a good grasp on those things.
You had talked before about how you'd seen Blue develop. Did you sense that he was up for a breakout game like that, or were you surprised by what happened?
Well, I mean, you know, he had 36 carries and had 156 yards. You know, he had plenty of chances to get over 100 yards. I mean, we gave him the ball 36 times. He did a good job. Like, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I don't think he's, you know, headed for Canton quite yet, but he did a good job. But we knew that when we drafted him, that we felt we had a guy that was a smart player, a tough player, a really good teammate, a guy that could fill a lot of different roles. He obviously can play running back. He's been good on special teams for us. He's our personal protector. It's very difficult on our punt team. It's very difficult to come in as a rookie and be the personal protector. You know, you have to bark out the signals. You have to understand the looks, things like that. He's done a really good job with those things. And then yesterday he did a really good job running the football. But he knows, like I told him today, that, you know, you're only as good really as your next game. You know, how are you going to perform in your next game? That's the most important game.
Coach, can you talk about how well the offensive line blocked for him?
They probably played their best game of the year. They blocked well. They protected well. They blocked well in the running game. They protected well in the passing game. There was good communication. Of course, you know, there are certain plays that they all wish they could have back, you know, maybe a bad snap here, a holding call here, a poor landmark here. You know, we've got to fix some of these things moving forward. But overall, those guys, I thought, played a whale of a game. Brown, Jones, Myers, Brooks, and Derek Newton, those guys all played a good football game.
Mallett said he didn't even really spend any time celebrating. He was really thinking about the next start. Is that one of the things you like about him, that he's so focused on just getting better?
Yeah, I think he realizes, you know, again, I think a lot of it has to do with how he's been trained over the years. You know, he knows that, okay, he went out and played a solid game against a good Cleveland team, and he knows as soon as that game's over, you have to start thinking about Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a really good football team, had a great win yesterday over New Orleans. And so I'm sure he was already starting to watch their tape on the plane ride back from Cleveland after he reviewed the Cleveland game. I'm sure he watched that and then moved on to Cincinnati on his own. So that is some of the things that we see that we like about him.
Considering Blue, it was his second start, and he did okay. That did 46-yard run against the Giants. But if Arian's still injured, does that give you the confidence after seeing him play as well, no fumbling, seemed to do everything right, to give you more confidence in Blue?
I have a lot of confidence in Blue, John. I really do. I mean, I didn't think twice about him having the start in that game. Of course, Arian Foster is a proven player in this league and, you know, is a really, really top-notch running back. But at the end of the day, you know, injuries occur, and so the next guy has to be ready to step up no matter who you are, whether you're a veteran player or a rookie player. And I think we all had confidence that Alfred would step in there and do the job.
Bill, in terms of what you're trying to do, how important was it that you got Garrett Graham involved like you did yesterday?
That was good to see, Mark. That was really good to see because, you know, I don't think he's been involved enough, and especially on that two-minute drive where we hit him twice there. Those were two good throws, two good catches, two good routes, two different type of routes. You know, one where he had to get open versus man coverage and one where he had to get his head around versus zone coverage when he was free up the seam there. So he had to do two different things there, and that's a credit to Garrett Graham and a credit to Ryan for getting him the ball, a credit to the line for protecting well on those plays. So it was good to see.
Bill, you guys added Daniel Manning a little late, and he was cut by the Bengals. But what's he mean, not just the fact that he can step in for you guys as a vet, but the leadership? And
right.
He's talking about trust and belief and all these things that you've been saying lately.
He's just a great guy, great teammate, great in the locker room, good special teams player, made a tackle on the kickoff yesterday, had a good kickoff return, started at safety, did a nice job there at safety, had some good plays, had a big fourth down play at the end of the game, a guy that practices hard. He's played a lot of football in this league. We have a lot of respect for him, our coaching staff, to him, and he's been a really good addition to our football team.
Could you address Bullock and Leckler? Leckler said he did not have a good game yesterday.
You know, again, Shane's one of the best punters really to ever punt, to be honest with you. I mean, Shane, when you look at Shane's stats and what he's done over his career, you know, and yesterday was his 200th straight game. I mean, that's unbelievable, you know, when you think about it. No, I would say yesterday probably wasn't one of Shane's best outings, but he'll come back. Nobody knows more about punting than Shane, you know. So he'll fix his mistakes or, you know, correct his technique, and he'll be back ready to go for Cincinnati.
You said that was the best that the offensive line looked all year. Would you say that was the same for how the run defense looked, especially in shutting down Cleveland's attack?
Yeah, I mean, they held them to under 60 yards. So, you know, I think that's probably one of the better performances of the year for our defense. You know, I think our front played well. Our obviously defensive line, J.J. Watt, you know, what more can you say about him? But other guys played well, too. You know, I thought that Brian Cushing and Akeem Dent in the middle, they played well. Thought for the most part we set the edge well with Reed and Merciless, and Clowney did a decent job when he was in there. Crick played well. Pagan got in there in the fourth quarter, made a couple plays. You know, that was good to see. So, you know, Ryan Pickett, he went in there and did a good job. I think that was like the 201st game or something like that he's played in. So he's a veteran player that's done a really good job for us too. And I think Poe got in there and did a decent job of holding the point. So everybody worked together, and overall we did a good job stopping the run.
Bill, there's so much talk about Mallett's arm strength, but it seems like it's not just the deep balls, but it's a lot of those 8-yard, 5-yard, the outs you guys are able to do where it's you're at the huddle really quick, he makes an immediate read, and then bam,
yeah.
he shoots that laser.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know, he does a good job of understanding when we're going fast. He tries to take a pre-snap picture of what he sees, and he can process that pretty well. You know, he did a lot of that in college with Bobby Petrino at Arkansas. He did a lot of that. And then obviously in New England, you know, he did a lot of that in practice. And coming here, we're trying to get our offense into a better rhythm, and he helped us do that yesterday. He, you know, arm strength, it's that, but it's also the timing and the placement of the ball. And overall, that was pretty good yesterday, although on the one play on 4th-and-3 to Andre, he rifled that ball, but it was a little bit inside, and Andre made a, you know, just a great catch on that play. So the receivers, Andre, Hopkins and DJ, they did a decent job of catching the ball for him for the most part.
Now that you've gotten Clowney back on the field, what's the biggest thing you're looking for from him going forward?
Yeah, consistency. consistency, being able to do it week to week, day to day. You know, he's a disruptive player when he gets in there, and he's got the ability to really disrupt plays. And so when he understands his role and what his job is and the different packages that he has, and he keeps getting a better understanding of those things, he's going to be more and more disruptive as he goes. But I just look for consistency with all the rookies.
Can you address Akeem Dent and what he's doing for you?
I'll tell you what, I think over the last three games, he's been one of the more improved players. He's playing physical. He's doing a good job blitzing. He's doing a good job on special teams. He's done a nice job for us over the last three games and keeps getting better. And you know, I think yesterday he did a good job stopping a run and blitzing the quarterback. You know, he had a tackle for a loss. He was in, I think he had a sack on Hoyer. I mean, guy's done a good job, so he just needs to keep it going.
Bill, at 5-5, obviously, I'm sure you guys would have liked to win those winnable games that you didn't, but do you like where you're at right now in the sense of you got Cincy at home, Tennessee at home, you still have divisional games? And I mean, if you win, there's a path to the playoffs for you guys now.
Yeah, I think anytime it's around Thanksgiving and you're still in the hunt, that's a good thing, Brian. You know, I think, you know, you're in the 11th game of the season and you're still there. There's a lot to play for. That's big. That's big, and that's what I explained to this team this morning. And they know that. You know, they understand that. You know, I think what we did was the bye came at a pretty good time for us relative to this game, this past game, and we had a good week of practice. We had a lot of energy. We need that every day. We can't afford to have a bad practice, you know. Of course, bad plays happen, but not bad days. You can't have a bad day. You got to have good practices, a lot of energy. And keep this thing going, and you know, hopefully we can keep creating turnovers on defense. Try not to turn the ball over on offense. We got to play better on special teams, you know. But it's like I said, last week it was 7-1 game seasons. Now it's 6-1 game seasons, and you know, Cincinnati's a very difficult challenge.
Coach, last couple of weeks, we heard a lot of, well, we don't have a lot of film on Mallett. We're not sure. Coach Pettin said that. Now that they do have some film on him, what sort of changes or adjustments do you anticipate that defenses will be making?
Yeah, so last week they had 7 plays, so now they have 84 more plays, I guess. Yeah, I mean, yeah, they have some more film, but it's still one game. And, you know, every week is a different challenge. You know, Cincinnati presents a different challenge to us than Cleveland based on their personnel, based on their scheme. So we're a game plan offense, so week to week, you know, there are certain things that we will always do. You know, we're going to try to establish the run, take care of the football, be in manageable third downs. But as far as, like, what plays we run and things like that, like, you know, that'll be different week to week.
Coach, the DEA talked to a couple of teams yesterday about dispensing.
What's that?
A couple of the DEA agents talked to teams about dispensing the illegal prescription drugs. Any concerns here with the way this operation
is? Not at all. Not at all.
Bill, Andy Dalton's been a little up and down this year, but he had another good game last week, and
right,
that offense with A.J. Green on and on. What do you see in him as a quarterback?
There's a good point right there, is that A.J. Green was back for him this week against New Orleans. Andy Dalton's a good player. I worked him out at TCU when he was coming out, so I remember him coming out of college. Smart guy, tough guy, good, accurate passer. All these young guys, these younger quarterbacks, you know, they've all had their ups and downs. You know, it's those guys that fight through it that end up being successful in the end. And Andy's done that. He's fought through some ups and downs, and you know, he's a good player. He presents a lot of challenges to our defense.
Kareem had been very durable, and Boyer's had to replace him. Could you talk about Boyer and how he reacted to the pressure of replacing Kareem?
You know, again, I think A.J. went in there and you know, he did a decent job. I'm sure there's some plays that he wished he could have back, but, you know, I thought he made some plays, and then there's things that he needs to get better at, you know, and he needs to be more consistent at. And, you know, he's a young player. He's only his second year, and he's got all the skill set that you're looking for in that position, and he just needs to keep trying to be as consistent as he can be.
Do you have any more
field Kareem? No, I don't.
How big was Cushing yesterday for the defense?
He did. You know, I think anytime you get a guy back like that, that's that means a lot to that defense. He's a playmaker. He blitzed Brian Hoyer twice, and you know he hit him very well, and I think that affected them a little bit. He played good in a running game. He was a leader out there calling the defensive signals. I thought he played a good football game.
You talked a lot about tempo. We hear that word a lot. You threw out the number 84 as opposed to maybe an average of 65. Is this something that obviously you liked it, but the team seemed comfortable with it? Can we expect to see that kind of moving forward?
Our guys like playing fast. You know, they really do. They enjoy the tempo that we play at, whether it's even just, you know, a quick play call in a huddle and getting to the line of scrimmage fast, or it's just going no huddle. I thought the drive at the end of the half was a two-minute drive. That was a good drive. I thought there were a couple drives in there where we just went to the ball and Ryan got us to the ball and we were able to get into the right play and get into a rhythm that way. Or there are other times where we huddled during the drive and we were able to get in and out of the huddle at a good pace. And those guys enjoy playing at a fast pace. So hopefully we can continue to mix those tempos up.